If the idea of four University of Vermont professors debating economic growth sounds sleep-inducing, it was dispelled by the informal title of the debate, The Rumble in the Econ Jungle. This was an energetic and entertaining event for the benefit of a crowd of students who came in out of the sunshine to listen. In one corner were two representatives of the pro-growth neoclassical school of economics.
Do you think your parents want you to be worse off than they were?
In the other corner, a pair of ecological economists skeptical that continued economic growth is good or that it can be sustained.
If we follow the neoclassical prescription, we'd be like bacteria in a dish or scum in a pond. They reproduce until our food supply is gone and then they die.
Their argument is that growth is good for developing nations, but past a point, and for countries like ours, it's not beneficial. According to economics professor John Farley, there's no correlation between growth and human welfare. In fact, economic growth is actually hurting quality of life.
When the economy grows, it doesn't grow into a void. It grows into a finite planet. The economy is a physical system. It consumes real resources, burns real energy, generates real waste. Endless growth is impossible on a finite planet, but also undesirable.
The counter-argument made in part by economics professor Art Wolf is that only through growth can a country have the economic resources necessary to improve our lives.
Economic growth has been the most effective, indeed the only way, that the scourge of poverty can be eliminated. It's growth that has enabled people to afford better sanitation, more and better food and housing, and better health outcomes. And the environment is getting better, not worse.
This may have been a debate among academics, but it was far from an academic debate to one of the event's organizers. UVM junior Greg Bove studies economics. He agrees that growth in a world with limited resources is impossible and will ultimately lead to a weaker economy. That prospect concerns him because someday he wants a job that reflects his values.
I am a little bit worried. When the economy is not strong, people do have to sacrifice their own values.
Bove says what's needed is a more humanistic approach to the study of economics that includes teaching about alternative business models and calculating social benefits along with profits. He says those ideas are lacking in the education he's received.
How come we're only taught one form of an economy? Shouldn't that first class perhaps be the history of economics to show that it is an evolving study?
Bove has helped organize a series of events that included this week's debate and culminates Saturday at UVM in a summit called Owning the New Economy. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.